Moncrief on News Talk.
You'd think that the motivation for taking the COVID vaccine would be obvious, and certainly polls indicate that the vast majority of Irish people are keen to do so. Yet for the cohort who have doubts or are simply too lazy to do it, an economist has come up with another motivation: pay them to take the vaccine. He's Bob Lighton from the Brookings Institute in the United States, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hi, good to talk to you.
So in rough terms, could you outline for us, Bob, how this would work?
Well, I outlined this in August before the vaccine obviously was available, but I was worried about the non-take-up rate. And so I proposed just for starters, paying people $1,000 to take the shot, but in two parts. You would get $200 once you take the shot, but you wouldn't get the balance of the other $800 until the country as a whole had reached herd immunity, which is about 75 to 80% take-up rate. And the reason for hanging out that balance is that you want to encourage people to tell their friends, either on social media or in real life, that they should get the shot. That will sort of go viral and hopefully induce the country to get to herd immunity. And, you know, we have the same problems as seems like is true over the pond, where, you know, roughly about a third or maybe more indicate that they're hesitant to take the shot. And that's too high. We've got to get that hesitancy rate down to, you know, something like 15 to 20% rather than 33 or 40%.
Now, how do you arrive at a figure of, say, you know, $1,000 that could sway someone's mind who might up to that point have said, well, I'm not taking that because I'm suspicious of it for whatever reason?
Well, it's an excellent question. And to be honest with you, it's just a general hunch based on talking to a number of my friends and colleagues. I don't think we're going to get the number up with just paying people $100 or $200, because people that are hesitant, that's not enough. But on the other hand, $1,000 is real money, because especially if you have a family of four, you're talking about $4,000. And I think that would get a lot of people that are off the fence, you know, back into taking the vaccine. But the problem is you can't run experiments. Now, it is true that in the United States, we have a number of retail chains and stores that are paying their employees to come back, I mean, to take the shot. And they're paying them a lot less than that, like $50 or so. But that's not really a good test, because those are people that are on the front lines. They're facing the highest risk. And you don't know really whether they would have taken the shot anyhow. So it's not really a good test. And there's really no way to get a good test. You have to go nationwide and really offer the money. And by the way, I would be very clear that if you pay the money, then all the people who have gotten the shot already would still get the money. So we don't want people sitting on the sidelines waiting for something like my scheme to come into play. Mm-hmm. We want to pay everybody once they get the shot. And from a national point of view, it's worth it to get all those people that are on the fence, get them to take the shot, because we've got to reach herd immunity. Otherwise, we're not going to have a normal life again.
Yeah. I mean, is it possible to know how many people are on the fence, certainly in your country?
Well, you know, according to public opinion polls before our election, the numbers were very discouraging. They were well higher than 50% were indicating reluctance. But since the election, the polls indicate that roughly about a third refused to take it. Now, of that third, there's a good portion that are anti-vaxxers that will take the shot, that will not take the shot under any circumstances. So I'm guessing that you've probably got 20% or so of the country on the fence. And if we could flip them and make them, you know, encourage them to take the shot, that would do it.
And there could be an argument, though, by producing a cash incentive might make a certain amount of people even more suspicious of the vaccine. Why are they paying me to take this? Why didn't they pay me to take any other vaccine, etc.?
So that's a great question. It is the main objection to paying people. But here's my answer. I would not recommend going with this scheme right now. In other words, I don't call it Plan A. I want to let public service announcements, I want to, you know, pro athletes and entertainers and politicians and people encourage people to take the shot. And then only as a Plan B, if we don't get to that herd immunity at that point, I would say, let's go ahead and try this. And that's very important for the point that you just raised, because once you've reached the limit of voluntary compliance, what's the downside in terms of encouraging people to try to take the shot with the money? If it's going to turn off some people, they would have already been turned off already. They haven't shown up to take the shot. So there's only upside as a Plan B if you pay people to take the shot.
As a Plan B, though, would all the people who had already taken the shot be retrospectively paid for it?
Yes, absolutely. You have to pay them.
Yeah.
So everybody and everybody in the United States, I'm pretty sure it's true overseas. You know, you get a notification on your phone or you get a card or something. So, and there will be a registry. So it'll be very clear to, you know, who's taken the shot and who hasn't. So people who've taken the shot would get the money.
And in terms of setting whatever, I mean, you know, as you say, you have a hunch that maybe $1,000 might do it. But in the scenario that we have a scheme like this, would it be very important that, you know, that the money you're going to get is $1,000 and that's it? Because some people might hold out for more.
Yeah. Well, as long as you make clear that whatever price you set, people who have already taken the shot are going to get the money, you don't have the holdback problem. I mean, that's the point. I think what you're driving at, you're asking, well, what if $1,000 is not enough? What if we have to raise it to $1,500 or $2,000? And my answer is we should, you know, that's a plan C or a plan D. But if you have to raise the price, everybody who's gotten the shot will get the higher money. So there's no incentive to hold back.
Right.
Every instance. And by the way, as long as we're talking right now, this is a theoretical problem because, you know, the demand is greater than the supply. I mean, we have a huge problem here. People who want the shot can't get it. And that's true overseas as well. So we're really only talking about this sort of by the time we hit late spring or summer where we have enough vaccine. And then the worry is, do we have enough people to take the shot?
Yes. And how much would it cost roughly a scheme such as this?
Yeah, I know it'll probably blow your mind overseas, but you know, the United States has a big economy. So we have 330 million people. So to get to herd immunity, you got to have roughly 260 million take the shot. So you're talking $260 billion. Now, you may say that sounds like a lot of money, but in the United States, we've already had one rescue package at $2.2 trillion. We did another one for $900 billion, and we're about to do another one that may go as high as $2 trillion. So the point is that for $250 billion roughly, we could get our whole economy back, get back to full employment, and hopefully rescue a lot of those Main Street businesses, people go back to school, et cetera. And I think if you ask most people, is it worth that to borrow that money in order to get back to a normal life, I think overwhelmingly people would say yes.
Yes, the balances don't even compare in terms of the economic cost. I suppose, though, people might push back against such an idea who are perfectly happy to take the vaccine to protect themselves and protect their communities. Why should we reward people who aren't helping out?
Well, the short answer is it rewards us too. If we've taken the vaccine, by the way, I still can't get mine. I don't know about you, but I still haven't been able to get mine.
Months away, yeah.
Yeah, so for people to take the shot, we still can't go back to having open restaurants and a normal life until the people who are reluctant take their shots. So the point is, when they take their shot, it benefits me. So that's the selling point, is that, you know, even though I may be a good guy and taking the shot, I still don't get the full benefits of that shot. I still have to wear the mask, do the social distancing. I still have to do all that until we get to 75 to 80% of the population taking the shot. And if we need to pay people, those reluctant people, to get over the hump, I argue it's worth it for everybody.
And from an economist's point of view, what's the difference between incentivizing people with a payment to get the vaccine as against fining them $1,000 if they don't get the vaccine?
Well, fining really puts a penalty on it, and I think it will generate a lot more resistance. And we already have a lot of mask resistance here, and I know it's true overseas. And of course, we have a very politically divided country. And I think having a fine or a penalty is a lot less effective than having a carrot, so to speak. And there's a lot of psychological literature to this, that generally speaking, if you want your kids or you want anybody to do something, it's better to pay them to do it rather than to punish them. And I think that's the kind of atmosphere you want to have.
We shall see. Hopefully we don't get to that situation.
Hopefully we don't.
People are rushing their droves to take it. Bob, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was the economist Bob Lighton there from the Brookings Institute. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. After that, don't get your picture taken with a primate.
Moncrief on News Talk.